Blog Talk Radio.
December 22nd, 2018. The year is almost over. Can you believe it? There's bits and pieces of the year that seem like to not go anywhere, and then all of a sudden, just bam, it's December. 646-652-4479 is the number of the show, of course. And I'm not sure why someone is trying to call me. They know I'm live on the radio. Today, I'm going to be doing a music show for the first time in a while. I haven't done many music industry related programs, mostly because most artists are not that serious, unfortunately. They don't take the time to put their music together in the right formats, and they are not serious about their craft. So I've kind of shied away from doing anything on the music side. But this particular artist that hopefully we'll be talking to today, I'm kind of stalling a little bit, y'all. He was someone I heard from a trainer from work, CD, and played it and everything. He told me that he helped on it in one aspect or another. And I listened to it, and I was like, wow, that sounds pretty good. They did that here in the city as far as the recording part. And I was like, okay, well, shoot, I'd like to have him on my show. And I did it just like that because it sounded good. I was like, this is a legit track right here, you know. So I wanted to, give that person an opportunity to, talk about himself, who he is, what he does, the type of music, his genre, all that kind of good stuff. So hopefully we'll be doing that today. As I am waiting for his manager to get back to me, because, again, I told him I was live, and I'm hoping that was not his manager trying to call me while I'm doing the live show. I believe it is. Let me check the number. I'm looking at the last four digits now, y'all. Hold on a second. Oh, you know what? I can't even do that. Because I am on the line. As we're waiting for the artist to call into the show, it is December and it is almost the end of the year. And now the person is actually calling me and I'm live. Hold on, y'all. And now I just lost my thought. So anyway, sorry for the dead air, y'all. It is the end of the year. January is right around the corner. And it's important to where if you're a business owner or you're an aspiring business owner, you're thinking about owning a business, whatever that business might be, or you have a talent and you're an aspiring talent, whatever that talent might be, did you let all of 2018 go by without pursuing it? And when I say pursue it, I mean actually being active in it, actually doing what you need to do to let people know that you're in business, you know? So hold on one second, y'all. Please hold on, y'all. Just bear with me. I'm trying to. All right, so let's do this. I'm going to play a little music. I'm going to be right back. That way I can make sure that the show flows. I have a good show for y'all, but right now we're having some scheduling conflicts, I guess. So bear with me. I'm going to play this song. Let's see if I can find something to play. Here we go. Play this track by my man Chris Prism. He's a producer, and it's called Daylight. So I'll be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We're back. I want to apologize for everyone for that little bit of a delay. Have the artist who's going to be calling in. And but anyway, what I was saying before is that if you still haven't gotten around to trying to show people and prove to people that you are doing something, what is the reason why? What is it? What's the excuse? Because at a certain point, it's just excuses. You can't keep saying that you're going to do something and then never get around to it. And then get mad when you start seeing people accomplishing goals that you said you were going to do, right? Most of the time, that's the reason is nobody knows that you're doing anything. So why not get the things that you need to show that you're doing something, right? And especially with the social media age, as it is, it's 2018. Everybody's on social media. Every company, every entity, every company owner, business owner, everybody is on the internet one way or the other, and they have a social media page, whether it be Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or Twitter or a combination of all of them, right? If no one can tell who you are from the first 30-second page, you're probably going to get left behind, and someone else is going to get picked to do what you could do and then get paid for it, right? So do you still not have a portfolio? Do you still not have a headshot? Do you still not have any media online, any documentation online? When people Google your name, whether it be your individual name or your business name, what pulls up? So that being said, until December 31st, you have an opportunity to make sure that you can get some of those things, get the headshots, get the pictures, get some of the experience that you need to be able to go forward with your talent. So email chris@imtmworldwide.com or DM me on the business Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide, to find out what some of those specials are. I'm going to mention them again later on in the show a little bit more in detail, but looks like I have an artist on the line now. So that being said, nothing is guaranteed. In the music industry, this is especially true. Today, we're going to get a glimpse into the career of a young artist based out of Columbus, Georgia. We're going to get his thoughts on why he decided to make music a push for success, how he began, what he's accomplished so far, and the things he looks to do in the future, and a little bit more. Plus, we're going to play some of his music. So tune in, listen in, call in. Be sure to download the speaker app to your phone and follow IMTN Worldwide Radio. That page is very important. Please do that. And also follow the Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio, and Twitter, IMTN Radio. That being said, let's go ahead and bring our guest in today. How you doing, Chris?
Doing good. Blessed and highly favored in the Lord Jesus Christ, who's the center of my life.
Glad to be able to get you on the show. I'm pretty good. Can't complain. Was kind of worried there for a second. I was looking at the time. I was like, uh-oh, here we go. But I saw you start calling in, so I said, okay, let me give him the number. So I appreciate you getting the time to call into the show. We're going to have a great episode today.
Oh, yeah.
As I was telling the audience, I was telling the audience later, I hadn't done a lot of music in the past because we don't have a lot of artists that are all that serious about what they do and everything. So when Mr. Terrence Blue, give him a shout out, played your music about a month ago, I was like, first of all, I was listening to the quality, because I was like, I know stuff in Columbus, and I was like, that was recorded here, So at that point, that's where I kind of had in mind to see, if I can get you on the show. So definitely thank you for taking out the time on a Saturday. I know it's busy. Let's get started. So first of all, introduce yourselves to the audience for me.
Hey, audience, I'm C. Ross, artist name C. Ross. I'm Christopher Jacoby Ross on Facebook. You can find me at C. Ross Music on Instagram. And you can find me on SoundCloud and all of the other platforms as well. I'm a Columbus native, moved to Atlanta when I was about 16 years old to pursue music, and I've really, really been blessed to surround myself with the great magnitude of degrees of people that I get around, and it's just been really, really fruitful for me, and I've just been blessed to just create and continue to make music for all of these years. And I'm so appreciative and thankful for you having me on the show.
Oh, no doubt. No worries at all. I'm glad you were able to make it. Again, like I said, it's a big deal for me to, try to help as I can to, different people. And again, you have a personal connection with Terrence Blue there, so that was a given. So let me go from there. So you said you're a Columbus native. So with me living in Columbus for a period of time, I know Columbus is not the biggest city in the world. It's not the most widely known place in the world, things of that nature. So what was it like for you for the time that you were, growing up here? How was it in regards to just your childhood? And, was there anything major that happened that kind of got you even thinking about music? Was it something really early in your life?
Yes, very, very early. When I was about 12 years old, man, I lost my dad, and his middle name is Jacoby. My name is Jacoby, so I'm Christopher Jacoby Ross. So, right, I took his middle name, and I got a company now. It's Jacoby Music. It's the hottest label in the world. We got the best music. It's soul music. It's like Jill Scott. It's smooth. It's like Joe. It's real smooth, like music soul child. It's real good, soulful, neo-soul music, like neo. Type of music that we're doing now is like, the reason why I named the label Jacoby Music, obviously because of the name and my brand, what I feel about my music, but it's just more about soul. So when I think of Jacoby Music, I think soul, I think of soul music. Everything I'm doing is soul. So I started singing at 12. I made my first album at 12. I've been doing this for a long, long, long time. My first album was Basic Right Over Wrong, B-Row. It was B-Row. It was a company out of Macon, Georgia. We put a lot into that, and I record records in, like, Stankonia Studios with Andre 2000 and many other artists, Big Boy, and people I used to meet with. And nevertheless, we did music in the studios we recorded when I was young, and the project we would go to promote it, we would travel on to different schools singing about Basic Right Over Wrong. We called it B-Row. We had a line that came out. And so that's how I got my start in professional music. And then when I was 16 years old, I watched YouTube tutorials, learn how to play piano. I've been producing ever since, watching YouTube and playing piano. And I'm playing in a local church and just praising God. And it's came to this point in my life where I'm like, mastering all my craft, and like I said, I just put together an album that I was actually singing and leading the vocals on.
Wow, that's pretty impressive starting as young as you were in regards to putting out and creating an album. I think you're the first person I've ever heard actually using YouTube to learn how to play piano. I know you can use YouTube for a lot of other tutorials, but I've never heard anyone actually say they were able to learn the piano using YouTube. That's very unique. Wow.
Yes.
That's
really cool. Oh, when I want to learn to do something, I watch YouTube. And when I really focus my mind and train my mind to learn how to do that thing, I watch the YouTube tutorials like every day. And I compress my time within minutes. If someone has more experience than me, then I just compress my time and focus in for hours and hours and hours at a time. Keep playing the same notes over and over until it becomes fluid, and it kept building at the time. I was only 16 years old, and I finally learned how to play piano. I learned how to play with by ear, listening. I can hear anything that someone sings or plays and learn how to play along with it in the key and the measure. So it was awesome learning, you know, watching YouTube. YouTube has been a great technology that's out and available today. It's been great a medium to help me get to this point.
And you know another thing, Chris, I've always told people, until they make us start paying for it, it's free. You should use it. We got all these different platforms, whether it be social media and video broadcasting and things of that nature. There's no real excuse not to either find out something or show who you are when it's all free. And when they start making us pay for it, that's another thing. You got to make life choices at that point, right? But it's free. So that's very I'm glad you mentioned
free.
That. I'm glad you brought
free.
That up.
And I've been able to be very fruitful from this. It's free, you know. So, and I'm so thankful. So thankful for it.
So tell us in regards to, since you've been doing music and everything, you've been producing albums and things of that nature. How much have you been able to perform with your music? You mentioned how you kind of dibble-dabbled in Atlanta a little bit in Sankonia Studios and whatnot.
Yeah,
so tell us some
York,
about your performances over the years.
Oh, yeah, my performances over the years have been great. I've been to Atlanta, New York, New Jersey. I've been up there to the States, just perform in front of Atlantic Records, in front of many executives, and been able to have my chance to shine. And I've had various management with different companies, and management from a point where, like, you know, they would help me get a gig, and I would sing at different clubs, and I would invite my friends, my local friends in Atlanta who I went to school with, and, you know, my friends that would come out, and we had a full house. We had wings, and I had the hip hop chef, my DJ there, and it was great at that time in Atlanta, where I felt like I was getting my start. But I was only 16, 17, 18 years old at time. I had a song with over 100,000 views on YouTube, and I'm just trying to book these events by myself and doing everything by myself, producing my own music. And things kind of just went a different way, direction. So I'm just so grateful, thankful, you know, for that too. But that's how it kind of changed. In that aspect.
So tell us in regards to the industry part of it, because that's where a lot of people, you kind of mentioned it a little bit. You get to a certain point and you can't do everything yourself. And especially in the music industry as an artist, singular, and you actually produce as well. So has it helped you having someone do some of those things for you?
Yes. As help for having other people do it for you and do it yourself, it's a lot of work. You have your own company, like I have my own company. You have your own partnership, a deal, as they call it, a deal. Then you have to manage that. And if you have to be on top of your game, we have so much technology, so much available to us, to the point where it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of energy for you to tap into your potential, your full potential. And that's what I've been so grateful to do over the years, is just to tap on to how to analyze what the market is doing online and to comprise consolidate everything that I've done, from R&B to what I'm doing now with the Christian album, and just take advantage of my time and just to really build on my skills, my craft, and say, hey, I'm going to optimize these relationships and networking with different people to build my brand to a certain point.
Yeah. I'll give a quick shout out to Manuel, since I have actually met him in person. But everybody doesn't get to have someone on the management side or someone to work alongside. And again, at a certain point, you got to have somebody who has your back, who you can count on.
Yes.
For the little things, the big things, the middle things, because, again, it can get overwhelming quickly. And when it does, again, sometimes you have to – all of a sudden you got to make decisions on what you can't respond to and what you can, and you don't know what that opportunity could have been because you didn't have time to really look at it that hard because you're actually in the studio somewhere. You know, so to have someone, that's a big deal. So I'm happy that you do have someone that you can count on in regards to that, because otherwise you're stressed out all the time. Well, you're stressed out all the time anyway to an extent, but you'd be more stressed out if you didn't have that backup, because, again, just from that background, I know for a fact it's important. So I'm glad that you have that. And, again, as an artist, you can't ever underestimate that. That's why, again, when it comes to the music industry, it's tough. I mentioned that in the intro. It's tough. Everybody can't do it. Everybody's not up to it, y'all. 646-652-4479 is the number if anybody wants to call in, ask C-Ross a question, or if you want to show some support to him. But let me ask you this, Chris. 2018 is ending, a few days away in 2019. What kind of projects that do you anticipate? Do you already have some things planned? What do you have coming out? Maybe more music and all that kind of good stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. I have so much more music coming out. There's hundreds and hundreds of songs that I have. I plan on dropping a song every chance I get, because I want people to really anticipate what's going on with us. So it's going to be really good. It's going to be really good for the family. It's going to be really good for the community. It's going to be really good for our believers, those who are in Christ. But these things are two stories that are for a relationship, and the relationship that I have is pretty much practice what you preach. And my motto moving forward, practice what you preach. So in doing that, I'm showing that, hey, I'm doing different projects. And so I'm going to be stepping more into, you know, international lane, stories about, you know, relationships, stories with, you know, I'm married now. I've been married a year now. Praise God for that.
Oh, congrats.
And, thank you. Thank you. In the midst of this project, in this my first year of marriage, I made this album, parts of it before, marriage after. But this next part is during now, and I think it's awesome to know that, hey, I'm about to put out some really good music. So people want what they want. If they want an R&B album, that's what they want. If they want a Christian album,
yeah,
that's what they want. So I'm going to be able to provide what the market can do to say, hey, I'm a real person. And this is my journey. And I want people to follow my journey. I want them to follow me, because I can show you, hey, through this music I'm doing, is real music. It's real life. I have a wife. I have things going on in my life. I want to sing about it, and I love singing about my music and things I'm writing and ideas and different stories. So people have to understand, hey, some of this promoting, these are stories. And sometimes I even sing another person's song. Like if we were to cover a song that's pretty popular, right? A song that somebody ever heard before. You sing it as a singer, but I'm interpreting their song. So I feel it. And that's what it's all about. It's all to make the world just go around and everybody to be on one accord with the oneness and togetherness. And that's what I'm promoting, oneness, togetherness. So my upcoming project for next year, I'm going to be dropping a song per week. If you just log on and subscribe to crossmusic.com, I'm going to drop one song per week. And these songs from the heart, heartfelt songs, as I'm upcoming projects, that's exactly what I'm planning on doing. And I'm so grateful that you had me on the show to announce that. Thank you, Chris. Once again,
that's
me on the show. Yes. We dropping one song per
that's
week,
a lot.
52 songs, 19. And so
man,
all you
that's
have to
crazy.
Do is want to hear all 52 songs,
music,
just log on to C. Ross, a lot of music. But that's how hard we work, because people see the outcome. They see my videos on Facebook, see my videos on YouTube, see my videos on Instagram. I have 8,000 subscribers and followers on Instagram, and I have all these promotions, hundreds of thousands of views on YouTube, but I only have a subscriber, so I'm trying to promote the brand and say, look, people, if you want to see real consistency, you want to see quality music, come here, subscribe, see Ross. And we drop.
Well, I can say that's big time. That's big time, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say they're going to drop a song a week. So
a week, 52 songs.
That's,
I mean,
And
that's
what
we have to do in 2019. By 2020, we're going to be, you know, doing exactly what we say we're doing now.
The thing about music is, Chris, is it is about storytelling, painting a picture, you know, per se. That's what draws people to an artist in the first place, because they heard something that relates to them. Somehow, some way, in a small way or a big way, they heard a lyric or they even heard a beat, you know. But most of the time, it's just what you're saying. It's the words themselves, and that's what says, you know what, I need to listen to more what this person is saying. I remember years ago working third shift, you know, it's late at night, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock, we came back from lunch, and we're getting back to our desk, and I remember one of my coworkers saying, I could get the artist right now, I'll remember it later, but he's putting on his headphones, and he said this, he's like, well, let me go ahead and see what so-and-so got to say, and he was going to be listening to a CD. Right, while we were working or whatnot, but that's what it is when it comes to music. It's like, where are they saying what they got to say tonight? You know, to me, that's gonna get me through this night, working till 5-6 o'clock in the morning or whatever. So that's important, man. That's gonna be a huge deal, man. 52 songs.
Yeah, all
for
about
the year.
Grind. All about the grind.
That's pretty big, man.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So let me ask you this before we get ready to play your song. What do you think will be your biggest accomplishment when it all said and done, when, you know, when it's time for, you know, the accolades and the awards, you know, later down the line or whatnot? What do you think people are going to say in regards to you and your career?
I want people to say he was the greatest artist of all time. I want people to say he was the greatest producer of all time. I want people to say he was the greatest singer of all time. I want people to say this guy needed to have the platform to show and really present his talents to the right group or the right people, decision makers that can get this to the next level, because I am blessed to have the talents from God. And we've been blessed. So I've been singing in church a long time, and I have a lot of songs and stories to perform and tell, and I would like for people to understand that as interpretation, as experiences and emotions, that the performance is, wow, he was the greatest person to interpret that of any of my original work. If I drop a song that you heard me sing it first, I want people to say he did it the best first. So when it's all said and done, I want people to say he was the greatest artist, not entertainer. I didn't say entertainer. I say actor. I didn't say producer. I want people to say he was the greatest artist of all time. That's what I would like for people
Specific, Chris. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you could have said entertainer, but you said artist. There is a difference. So 646-652-4479. So Chris, the name of this track. Give us the name of the track, because I'm gonna let you introduce it before I play it. For everyone. So go ahead and intro the track for me. I'm going to play it for you.
Yes, this song, Under Construction, is basically talking about we're all under construction. We're all Christians, or whatever title you want to replace with that. We have many different belief systems in the world. But whatever that is, you're progressing towards that. So you're in progress. You're just under construction. You're just building. You're working to that goal. It doesn't have to be a religion thing. It just be a relationship thing. You're just building a relationship with this to grow that way, under construction. You're just the pot. You're just the clay for the potter. You're under construction. So that's what this song is basically talking about, everyday life. Start the song off, when my feet hit the floor, I give him thanks. You have to put things in perspective. So that's what he's talking about. God first.
With that being said, folks, this is Under Construction by C. Ross. Let's listen to it, and we'll talk about it on the other side.
I'm playing on a different stage. Play a chapter, it's closed.
was Under Construction by our guest of the day, E. Ross, is on IMTN Worldwide Radio. 646-652-4479 is the number. If you want to call in, ask questions, show your support, and all that kind of good stuff. I know people are listening from different platforms, so I do appreciate everybody tuning in, including all the folks at AFLAC who should be listening right now. Chris, let me make sure you're back on here.
Yes, sir.
Definitely, I could tell the vibe, what you mentioned at the beginning of the show in regards to what you were going for. With this particular track, you definitely nailed it. Tell us a little bit, just the creation, just on the music side of it. So what did you do with the track? I mean, I already know the piano part of it. What else did you do?
Yeah, I just start off with a bass line like boom, 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 boom. I looped that part, right? And then I added some strings and piano and saxophone. I had my buddy, I really ended up playing the sax myself. So I produced the whole track by myself. And it was nice layering it. I had T Blue come out. I said, T Blue is great, great. He's great. T Blue is a great leader, and that's what I respect about T Blue. So I called T Blue as a great leader. He is a great writer. He writes great poems as well. He's awesome. He's awesome. Huge, huge, huge ideas. I called Blue. I said, Blue, come and help me. Blue literally writes the words to everything I sung in that song. So I told him my idea. I said, Blue, I want to be like a Christian in progress. I want to be a person who really is I'm supposed to be a Christian, I'm trying to be, or that. And he was like, okay, Under Construction, you're building. And so Blue came up with the whole everything, concept of what I was trying to say to him to write on the track that I had produced. And that's how the magic happened. And I was so, so pleased and happy with what he wrote. And the third verse came magically through one of my ministers at the church that I've been going to for so long. He's actually a youth minister as I was coming up as a child. And when I became a man, I started dealing with him on a business level. And he was like, hey, I write songs and I write poems. I said, no way. So I took him in, and he wrote the last verse of that song. God has put plenty inside of me, many dreams and possibilities. He wrote that verse, that last third verse, and I just thank Garvin, Minister Garvin. We call him Minister G, but he wrote the last verse. That's how that whole song came together, and it was just like, wow, this is everything I've been trying to say my whole life.
Wow. Well, I'm definitely, like I said, impressed with what your efforts have been up till now. Again, just meeting you not too long ago, relatively, but finally getting you on the show. You're the last artist of 2018 that I'm having on the show, so that's really cool. But hopefully not the last time, of course, and I'll be keeping up with you over these next 52 weeks coming up. A new song a week. That's still pretty cool to hear that. As a reminder for the people who didn't get to listen to the show at the very beginning, can you remind everyone how to reach you on social media, how they can get to your music, how they can get to any performances that you might have coming up, all that kind of stuff? Go ahead and repeat that for him real quick.
Yes, you can find me at C Ross, CrossMusiq.com. CrossMusiq.com or CrossMusiq on Instagram. You can follow me and get all the updates on my website, Instagram, Facebook, Christopher Jacoby Ross. Go ahead and add the C Ross page as well, CrossMusiq. And you can keep up with all the updates and all of the songs. And there will be links you can buy on Amazon and iTunes. And you can pick up each song on each site as they develop and as they come out each week. So just tune in and subscribe. Thank you.
And before I let you go, one thing I will say also, sorry for your loss in regards to your dad. I can relate to that. Lost my dad to cancer 4 years ago. But before I let you go, what would be your advice for aspiring artists today?
Aspiring artists, find what your craft is. Find what your craft is. Learn the craft. Master the craft. And then become the craft. You got to put it in your brain. Start putting it in your brain. Think about it. Imagine what you're going to do. Aim at it. attack it and put and execute. Put right in other words, just write down your goals and actually execute your goals. Write it down on the sheet that you want to do and end that. So for me, I wanted to create an album last year, or this 2018. I wrote it down, each song, I recorded each song, and I got it done. So that's my simple but effective advice for new, aspiring, and upcoming artists. Write down your goals and actually do them and execute them, and then all of your dreams will come true, because I'm living my dreams. And thank you, Chris Rusher, again, for having me on the show.
You're very welcome, man. That's what it's all about, man. I'm trying to get people to see more of themselves. And again, that's why I created the platform almost 10 years ago, to give people a voice. Most people never get that chance to really say who they are. So anybody who's brave enough to do it, there you go. 646-652-4479. Chris, until the next time, man, I appreciate you again coming on the show, man.
Hey, man, all aspiring artists, thank you, and continue to do your craft and do it. Thank you, Chris, once again, having me on the show. Be blessed.
All right, man. Take care. And that was artist C. Ross. My last music show of 2018. I had a few of them earlier in the year, but, again, I had to kind of segue from it because a lot of people just weren't serious. They wouldn't call in. I know there was a little snafu at the beginning, you know, they're going to hear the beginning of the show. I was like, man, y'all trying to call me? I'm live on the show. What are you doing? I'm trying to text and everything, but it's cool. But once he got on, though, he was live, wasn't he, y'all? Very hyped about what he's doing, and you got to be. And I always tell people, you have to be that person. Nobody can believe you if you don't believe that you that person, right? He said he wants to be known as the best ever, best producer, best artist. The whole nine yards, right? You got to be that person. So appreciate Chris being adamant about who he is as an artist. And he's actually doing stuff, too. That's kind of important. A lot of people talk the talk, but they don't want to walk the walk, even though they listen to Migos all the time, right? 646-652-4479. You got maybe one or two final chances to call in, ask a question if you wish. But definitely thanks to all those who did listen live and those who will listen after the show is over. You'll listen to this over the next however many decades or whatnot. This is, pretty good show, I have to say myself. So what I was saying earlier in regards to starting off 2019 right, let me get more detail. If you still don't have that portfolio, you still don't have that media kit, you still don't have the headshot, here's what I'm offering to people in Georgia specifically. $150, you get a three-look photo shoot. Okay, you get three retouched images. You get a published online article, which I'm actually going to be writing one for artist C. Ross, by the way. You get a personalized interview, very much like what you just listened to. And you get an hour free business and or talent consulting. Because, see, some of you might have a business that you're trying to push a little bit, and you might need some business consulting, some ins and outs, some suggestions, some guidance, right? Or if you are that proverbial aspiring artist or aspiring model or aspiring actor, you might need some talent consulting, right? What are you doing? Why are you doing this? Stop doing that, right? That's also $160. Also, for $75, you get a two-look photo shoot, but that's it. Okay, you just need some images for the new year. Want to get two looks? $75. To find out more information and get that going now, I'm suggesting, because at the December 31st mark, everything goes back to regular prices. So those are specials that I'm offering, okay? If you want to know more and get started, email me, chris@imtmworldwide.com, or you go to my business Instagram page and DM me your name and number, imtmworldwide on Instagram, okay? Those are the two ways. Make sure you mention the show. If you mention the show, if you mention you heard this on the show, I might give you a discount. How about that? So, again, let's thank Chris Ross again for being on the show. I'm actually going to play his song as the outro rather than my music, because I just like the song. But, again, thanks for Chris for being on. He's based out of Columbus, Georgia. Not a lot of artists come out of Columbus. I know that for a fact. And you gotta have some drive to be able to do that, because most people in Columbus don't want you to leave Columbus. They just want you to stay there and be content with everybody else. And you can't ever get anywhere like that. You just can't. And, you know, he's determined. He's playing all his instruments. He kind of sounds like Prince a little bit. He's going to play everything. Saxophone, the piano, the bass, the drums, the violin, everything, right? So that was really cool to hear that, too. Again, you got to be that person. You got to be confident, you know. You got to be adamant about moving forward and having progress. Otherwise, you're not going to do anything. You're going to be stagnant. You're going to get discouraged, and then you're going to quit. And that's 99% of everybody who say they have some talent. That being said, I'm going to get out of here for today. Hopefully, everyone enjoyed this particular episode of IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is the last music episode of the year for sure. Don't forget, though, we have another Around the ATL show coming up next Thursday night, since Tuesday is Christmas. We have another show coming up for Women in Business. Look forward to that. Can't wait till next Thursday, because we actually have John Collins, Atlanta Hawks superstar. His mother is going to be on the show next Thursday, so you want to tune into that. So, again, make sure you're downloading the Spreaker app to your phone. Type in IMTN Worldwide Radio. That's the station. Follow the show on Spreaker. Follow the Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Follow on Twitter, IMTN Radio. With that being said, this is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Have a good weekend.